Good morning, the captain's log, Liz Collins.
Hello.
How are you? My guest today, she's the owner of Tough Girl Fitness, and you're like a mompreneur, right? How do you say that? Mompreneur, right?
Mommypreneur.
I love that. It's so great. So thank you for being my guest today.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm really intrigued by what you do. I mean, it's very interesting. You're a mom of one. You're obviously a fitness coach, right? A life kind of coach. Is that what the idea is?
Yes. Tough Girl Fitness is an online platform, and I help busy mommies get their health with their health back with their mind and body through mindset, nutrition, and exercise. And usually I do it within a 12-week period.
Wow, that's interesting. So how did you come up with the concept, and how did you come up with the idea? Well, this is actually what I want to do for a living now.
Well, I went through a tough time in my life at one point, and I quickly realized that, let me put it this way. I was not taking care of myself. I was eating garbage. I felt like crap. I didn't like what I saw when I looked in the mirror. I was insecure. I was really just not happy at all. And I know, because I have actually been a personal trainer since 2012, I just went through this really bad time in my life, mm-hmm. where I just let all my health go, and I realized, wow, I need to get it back, because that is the only way I'm going to get through this tough time. Because I needed the mental power by taking care of my body physically, and feeding my body the right foods so that I could have the mental power to get through what I was getting through.
And what really sparked that? I mean, you can't today, you just woke up one day and said, look, I'm going to change my life and this is how I want to do it, or what?
Well, I mean, I was in a really toxic relationship that was driving me into the ground emotionally. And I knew one day I just woke up and I was like, it was so toxic that I just had to get out.
Sure.
And I did it cold turkey. And I knew that was instantly when I had to make the change. And I remember I sat in my room for...
I'm sorry, there's a lot of traffic coming at me right now. So I got to make sure we got to keep the captain's log alive. Not only the live stream, just us. We have to make it too. All right. So now we're good.
And I was sitting in my room and I took a notebook and I was like, what is it that I'm passionate about? How do I get out of this situation that I'm in? Because I didn't have a job, a career, a stay-at-home mom. And what am I going to do to, help others that have to go through this? So my passion is fitness, and I knew I wanted to help other women get
through
tough times
in
their life.
Were you in the gym working out like you do as much now? Or, I mean, looking at you, I would never assume that you had anything bad in your life, or you were upset or not feeling good about yourself. I mean, it's just, to me, on the outside, I look in and I say, wow, this is this woman's put together. She's got an amazing business. She's beautiful. She's got a great personality. Like, how, I mean, it's just amazing that that's where somebody is when they see you. You know, they don't get that vibe. So when you decided that, look, I want people to start, turning their lives around with me, is that kind of the idea, is that
yep.
I'm going to go through this change. Were you already in the gym all the time, or?
I was back before I had my son, I was a personal trainer in 2012 in-house.
Okay.
So I was actually training. And then after I had my son, I actually did a fitness competition. And then after that is when everything kind of went downhill.
Oh, okay.
So I went, I know what it's like to be at your best self.
Yep.
And then I just completely fell off for a few years, and I knew I had to get back on track to get the mental power to get to where I am. So I wanted to teach women to be tough from the inside out.
I like that.
In order to get through life and to be their best self, no matter what you're going through.
So you have clients on a daily basis. What is, tell me like a good success story that you feel you're the most proud of so far.
I have my last client, she just lost, in 12 weeks, she lost 26 pounds.
Wow.
And this was all online. She lost 44 inches around her body, and most importantly, she feels like 10 times more confident about herself.
Absolutely.
I think the thing that fills my heart most is when I get messages like, I finally feel comfortable in my clothes, or thank you so much for making me feel A, B, C, D. I just feel so much better, blah, blah, blah. But that's what fills my heart, is just making women feel more confident. Because I know what it's like to feel insecure and not confident. So it's my mission to touch one woman at a time and get them to their best self.
That's amazing. So the idea for you, basically you've launched, not only do you do online on Facebook, you do Instagram, mm-hmm. and you post amazing pictures. Guys, if you haven't posted or seen her pictures yet, you need to go to her page. What's your full handle on Instagram is what?
It's Liz Collins Fit.
Liz Collins Fit, and it's very fit. So you have to make sure you go to her page. You've seen enough of me, I'm sure. So you got to check Liz out. But she posts amazing pictures of probably your journey as well, right?
Yep.
I mean, you've always looked like this, or this is something that since you've been, you know, dedicated as a business now, and this is what you do, that has really evolved, or what?
I have not always looked like this. And actually, if you go on my Instagram and my personal Facebook, you can scroll down, and I just recently posted a before and after of myself, so you can see my journey, my story.
Very nice.
On there as well.
I do that. I take pictures every day, but I don't post them. I take pictures every day, but I'm like not posting that one. But I do. I kind of like, I want to see what it looked like, you know, even 6 months ago when I was, I was just getting back into the gym all the time and starting to ride my bike full time. And, I've lost a lot of weight, and I've done My Little Pictures every day, but I don't post them. I'm scared. Maybe one day, who knows? You think I should post them?
Why not?
Oh God, I don't know.
Why
I'm scared.
Not?
I don't know. It's intimidating. Isn't it embarrassing? Like,
no, that's how you inspire people. Oh, do you think it is embarrassing? Yes, it is embarrassing. But what's more rewarding is if you inspire somebody else.
That's the whole idea about the Captain's Log, because, I mean, there's not an hour now that goes by where I don't get a direct message or a text or an email or something from somebody that says, hey, I saw the show. Oh my God. Like, you know, I just had a guy yesterday text me and say, I had no idea I had low testosterone. And he said, I went to the doctor, and the doctor's like, yeah, of course you do. He said, I know, I saw this Captain's Log doing, and he did a show on low testosterone, and I'm thinking, man, everything you're talking about, I think I have. So he said he got back in like about a week and a half ago. He said he's never felt so good, and that was cool, because how did I know that was going to help that guy? Because I've known him for a long time, but I'm happy now that he says he's like, his life has changed in, you know, 10 days just from that.
That's the thing, is you never know you're going to inspire, whether, you know, especially if it's, and if it's, the more embarrassing it is, the more you're probably going to inspire.
Yeah, that's right.
Because one wants to talk about the stuff that they're insecure about. It's just true.
So here's an interesting question. So I'm single now, mm-hmm. and you have, obviously the first thing that you see in a person is their appearance,
uh-huh.
right? So, like, walking down the street or even looking on social media, I would never assume that there was a bad day in your life ever. So how does a guy approach you, you know? Like, he wants to go on a date with you. Give me the scenario, because that's interesting. God. First of all, Mike Calta says you're smoking hot, and I agree. I happen to be right next to her.
Thanks, guys.
So this is going really good so far, Mike. Thanks. I appreciate that. So walking down the street, and... Okay. I want to approach you. What do I do? Come on. I need to know. That's the best. It may not be you, because I've already met you. But now, I might need this in the future. If this doesn't work out between us, then I have to go and use it for other women.
Okay. The one thing I can't stand...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe we shouldn't talk about what we don't want, but...
Okay, let's talk about what you do want, what you don't want. Yeah, this is good tips, guys, good tips.
Just to be normal.
Okay.
Like, be normal. Like, the worst is when you get, like... I don't want to be... what I can and can't say.
You could say, it's a family show, but as long as you don't curse, you could say topics, whatever.
Just don't be a D-bag.
Yeah, don't be...
Like,
well,
just
what
be
if
normal.
I was posting my selfie like you told me to post? You would say that guy's a total doucher. So then that wouldn't work.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would. The first thing you would say when you went to my page, you'd be like, so many selfies, not happening. Next. So see, you just contradicted yourself.
No, but you're talking about in person or online.
Well, okay, so either way, you're going to still go to my Instagram or my Facebook and check it out. Do you do that? When a guy hits you up, you're like, I got to check out this guy.
Oh, yeah, I totally creep.
You do.
I totally agree. Every
how
time.
Far? How far? Do you start with Google or just go through all his social media?
No. I just look at the first part of his Instagram or Facebook or whatever.
And then how far back do you go? Do you go back to see what the last relationship was?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, only if I like him.
Okay.
Or only if I'm interested. I'm like, all right.
So how far did you go?
What's wrong with this?
So how far did you go back on mine? One pitch, one pitcher. I got one pitcher deep, guys. That's how I got. Oh my god, it's so embarrassing. I can't take it.
You sent me a selfie on your bike with your helmet.
I did. When was I? No, I was driving.
You're like.
I was driving when I was talking to you, and I'm like, I can't text. I'm on my bike.
You're like, I'm biking and texting. I'm like, don't crash, please.
Hey, Doc, what's happening? Sean McGonigal. Who else is on here? Alan, my cousin. Guys, say hi to us if you want.
Hello.
If you have a question for Liz and we don't answer it while we're live, we will in the comments.
Yes.
And also, you can find Liz at Tough Girl Fitness on Facebook and Instagram, right?
Yep.
Her Instagram is fire. I saw both, I promise. And I may have done a little stalking on my own, but I'm not going to admit that to anybody. I'm sure no one's watching right now, right? So, so we're driving down the street, Naples, Florida, and we're learning about your fitness journey, mm-hmm. which I find fascinating because, you know, I didn't know you. You've been here now 2 years in Naples, and mm-hmm. I didn't know you even prior to just a few weeks ago. But learning more about where you've come from and how you are now, it's like, wow, that's amazing because you could really turn anything around,
yeah.
right? I mean, can you not?
It's like, all up here.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the more you put your mind to something, the more successful you're always going to be.
Right.
I tell myself that I'm going to do things. I don't know why, but I continue to do them and try. And I really feel like that's the biggest motivator. So what happens when you get a client that's like, they're wishy-washy about it. And you know, you're like, hey, we're at the gym. It's 9 o'clock. Why are you not here? How do you approach that?
Because
you're going to get those people, right? They want to do it, but they're really not dedicated enough to be able to have self-discipline to get there.
Well, here's the thing, is I don't just bring on anybody.
Okay.
It's actually an application process to be in the program.
What's that application process like? That's interesting.
10-minute, or first you have to fill out an application. It's a 10-minute interview, and then you fill out a second application, and then it's another phone call.
Okay, so you're gonna like interview me.
Yes.
Okay, interview me right now. Let me see if I can qualify. Here we go. Ready? Hi, how are you, Liz? My name is Brian. I'm very interested in joining your program. I want to get fit, and
okay.
I want to turn my life around, and I think that you're going to be good for me.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit more about yourself. What are your fitness goals? What are you looking to accomplish?
I want to have a sexy six-pack, and
all right.
I want to continue to lead a healthy life. That's really what I'm looking to do.
Okay, so that's great. I totally hear you, but let's get more specific. What specific goals would you like to reach? Like, is it like pant size? Is it a wedding you have coming up? Is it
I understand. I have
yes,
to have a goal.
You should.
So the goal is I want to get down to 173, and currently I'm 178. But I started at 190. So I've lost, you know, the weight down to 178, but I need to lose 5 more pounds. And I have a big wedding coming up, and it's not my wedding. I've had enough of those.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm actually gonna stop the application process here right now just
okay.
because I work with people with more of a massive weight loss.
Oh,
so I'm
okay.
gonna refer you to somebody that would be more on, that would be more compatible
I'm
for
getting
you
dumped already?
Yeah.
I didn't even have a date. I get dumped already. That's bad.
I
understand.
One.
Yeah, you're really looking for somebody who's like, they want to turn this around, right? I mean, you're
yeah.
not going to, at 10 pounds or 5 pounds is a good goal for somebody, but they don't need to reach out to you to do that. You know, they could probably do that with somebody different, right? You're looking like you're going to change everything.
Right. And what I do is, it's kind of going back to what we were talking about before, which was, you know, how, you know, when somebody's not feeling motivated or like they're not, you're just wishy-washy about it. That's the thing, is I don't want to work with somebody that's wishy-washy, because I want to serve them as best as I possibly can, and I can't serve somebody if they're not fully in it 100%.
Have you had to dump somebody like you did me right away, like they were working out?
You're the first.
I'm the first. Story of my life, guys. Story of my life. The captain's log is just going nowhere. I'm walking the plank right now. I can't do it. It's like first Kelsey, now Liz. I don't know who's next. It's just not happening for me. But no, seriously, when you you haven't had any clients because you have the interview process, so you know, like right off the bat, after you feel them out, if they're gonna make it.
Right.
Or at least if they're going to be dedicated enough to go through the process.
And or if they're ready to be trainable and trainable mentally, because that's the first thing I start with, is the mindset.
Yeah.
Because you can't accomplish anything, and you're always going to fall back to the old you if you can't change the way you think.
That's very true. That's true in a lot of things.
It,
I agree.
It is. And that's the thing, is either somebody's just not maybe my ideal client where as far as like what they're looking to accomplish. So I work with a very specific woman.
And so are all your clients female, or do you do guys as well?
I am open to doing men, but my ideal client is
women.
So
the floodgates have opened now.
I mean, any guy can be a tough girl.
Not to date, guys. Not to date. She's not open for that. I'm trying to work that angle myself, but she is available if you want to be a tough girl fitness.
Yeah.
No, so most of your clients legit are female, right?
Yes.
And that's your thing, is like, you know, you're building up the confidence in the women as well as transforming their body, their mind, and their spirit, right? I mean, that's kind of where your where your focus is.
Absolutely. And they go from feeling frustrated and like they've tried everything that they possibly could try, you know, whether it's a diet or a workout program, and I literally ask them this question. I'm like, is it really the workout program that didn't work, or is it what's going on up here that didn't work and you just quit?
Right.
Because a lot of times that's what happens, you know, and it has to do with the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, and I get deep into that in my program. But we always revert back to what's comfortable, or we're frustrated with change and we go back to what's comfortable and
that's
what we
true.
Know.
That's true.
And sometimes we have an identity with that.
What do you use to motivate? What's your best motivational tool?
Not to rely on motivation.
Oh, all right. So no motivation. Just get out there and do it.
Yes. I really, like, tell women to stop relying on motivation. Although motivation is a great emotion, but it's this. Motivation is an emotion. And as women, we're always doing this. I mean, come on, let's face it. We're always emotional.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, so if you're going to rely on motivation, which is an emotion, how are you really going to be consistent and create results? So no matter how you feel that day, you just got to stay disciplined and do it. It's like brushing your teeth, right? It's like taking a shower. You just do it.
And you go with them at the gym?
No, this is all online.
Everything's online. I didn't know that, guys. All online, you can do that.
Tough Girl Fitness Academy is an online platform.
Okay.
And I can work with anyone from all over the world.
Wow, that's nice. That's nice. So basically, the program is like, it's a 12-week program, and they follow a regimen every day?
I give them their nutrition.
That's what I was going to say. Is there a food plan on there?
Yep.
How many calories?
That is so dependent. I go through a macro system.
Okay.
Where they proteins, fats, and carbs. And depending on the person, your calorie intake is going to be very different than mine based on many different variables.
Okay.
So each person is very different, so I calculate based on their personal body versus what their goals are, and then we apply the food that way. And I make it super simple. Okay, people get so overwhelmed by the thought of like meal prep or like having to eat like perfect every day. It's not. No, I make it so freaking simple.
And what
you're
about
actually much more like free in your life?
So how much cardio and how much weights? And do I have to like bring a pad and paper? Like sometimes I go to the gym and I see these like guys or girls writing down like every single stat, and I'm like, thought they want my phone number, but that's not the case. They just basically are writing down their, you know, workout regimen.
No, it's all done through an app. So it's right on your phone. You take your phone to the gym and it's videos of exactly what you need to do step by step as if I'm standing right next to you.
Oh, wow. So you just follow that right on your phone.
Mm-hmm. So whenever you go to the gym.
And snap a selfie every once in a while while you're doing it. Because, I mean, it's so embarrassing. Do you do selfies at the gym?
I actually tell my friends that. I'm like, I can't do the gym selfies.
I can't either. Do it. I sneak some. I can't say I don't because I sneak a few, but it's so embarrassing. Like if I get one out, I feel so proud. I'm like, yes, I got that one. But I'm always opening my phone, scrolling. I was like, is there a good camera angle? Is it working?
Or then you do it and your face is like,
that's the worst. And I'm trying to hide it because you definitely don't want to be that person. But then you walk in the gym and there's like people with cameras following people around. I'm like, damn, they're taking it to the next level, right?
Oh, yeah.
When they're like doing it, but you know, they're not filming the average Joe like me. They're looking at like, you know, someone like you who's like, you know, working out and fit and wants to be like magazine material, you know?
Oh,
so,
thank you.
So that's what, that then I'm okay with that because they deserve to have the cameras following them around all the time. Like, they worked hard enough for that, so that's good, that's good. But my gym selfies are brutal. They're brutal.
I bet they're beautiful.
No, I don't think so. Hey, Anna, what's happening? Daryl, I didn't say hi to you. And who else who I have to say hi to? Heather, Chris Kyles, what's up, buddy?
Hello.
We're in Naples, Florida. We're doing the Captain's Log Live, and it's a gorgeous day. It's 86 degrees. If you guys have questions, comments, drop them below. We're going to be answering your questions after we go off the air. And, you know, if you want to know where you can get signed up, all your moms out there and ladies and guys, she said you could still join, but she's not going to date you. I already found that out. That's very clear. But the idea is that, you know, you're gonna not only change their well-being, you're gonna change their spirit and their body, their life. I mean, and that's what I think in this day and age, how can you not want that?
Right.
You may have a great life, but you can always be better, right?
Absolutely. And you don't have to be going through a tough time to like do this. It's just getting to that next level. And the only way to get to the next level in your life, whether it's through your work, through, you know, your fitness, is by taking care of yourself.
Yeah, you are what you eat, right?
And you are what you eat, but...
Can I cheat, though? I cheat sometimes. Do you cheat ever? No, probably not.
I cheat for sure once a week.
No.
Planned.
So we can go out once a week for dinner?
Shut up.
Okay, I keep trying. Guys, I'm not going to not try, obviously. I mean, I'm very persistent in everything I do.
Yeah, I can tell.
So,
really?
Maybe. Look at the captain's log. I've been doing this 13 years. The first 13, no one watched. It's just been, now everybody watches. So that's good. That's good. It only took me a little while to get going. I was slow out of the gate.
So we have...
There's potential. 13 years from now, you might be like, that captain guy's all right.
Why 13 years?
Because it took 13 years to launch the captain's log full time. You know? I mean, we were doing it once a week. Jeez.
Well, good job.
Yeah, we're getting there. Well, guys, listen. We are going to wrap this up. We've had fun. I promise I'll have all of Liz's contact information in the comments. And we're going to be live tomorrow. Tomorrow's cool because I have James Johann. He's known as the Rural Genius. He's my guest. And you've seen him on the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, Comedy Central, and Country Music Television, which, by the way, he's hysterical. And he's going to be riding along with me. And then, I have Anna, who is going to be my guest on Friday. So I'll tell you guys all about that. But in the meantime, thank you for watching. Share it to your friends if you liked it. If you don't like me, you can still tell me. I'll probably tell you right back off. It's okay. This is the Captain's Log. I'm live. And Liz, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.